fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our third hour on Tuesday, the 2nd of August. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. The proper tip of the day is to check all your flashlights, the batteries for those flashlights, the chargers. If you're not using the flashlight every day, keep the batteries out to prevent damage from leaking batteries. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. His book for sale at amazon.com. And gentlemen, our next caller is Maureen in Maryland. Good morning, Maureen.
Morning. Good morning. This is for Leon Green. I'm not a chicken farmer. I've never raised chickens, but I have this book I got over 20 years ago in a book swap, and I love it. Every once in a while, I pull it out and read it. It's called The Egg and I by Betty McDonald, and I know they made a movie out of it. But I haven't seen the movie, but the book is very informative about chickens. It's everything you'd want to know about chickens. And she gets married, and on her honeymoon, she gets married to an insurance salesman, and on their honeymoon, the husband tells her he wants to have a chicken farm because he worked in one once and he loves it. So they go off and they buy this little chicken ranch, and he turns out to be the best chicken farmer there is. And I can't remember, it's been a while since I've read the book, but he does something to the chicken coop and everything else, and it's movable. He moves it around to different spots so they can get fresh whatever.
Yes, ma'am.
So that one place doesn't get worn out and stagnant, and I don't remember all of it. You'd have to read the book. It's very amusing. It's Betty McDonald. She's the one who wrote it. It's M-A-C.
Very good. Betty McDonald, I've written it down, Egg and I. And yes, I have
it
called
a
chicken
tractor. Yeah, and it was written in,
it's called a chicken tractor. It allows you to mobile.
No.
Move the.
No, the chicken and I. I mean.
Oh, no, I understand that. What I'm saying.
I'm losing it. The Egg and I. And it was, she wrote it in, it was copyrighted in 1945 by Lippincott.
Excellent. Well,
but,
I'm going to get the book.
I went online to find one for a friend because I love it so much, and it was over $100 for the darn book. I don't know why. I guess it's really rare right now. But it's a really good book, and it'll tell you a lot of good stuff, and you'll be amused all at the same time.
Sounds good.
So I just wanted to let you know that.
And the answer to your question is called a chicken tractor is the name of the device that allows you to move the chickens so they don't burn out the grass, and it allows them to spread their compost, and they can eat the ticks and chiggers and all the other bugs that you want them. And plus, that's a great way for them to, eat greens, fresh greens, without you spending lots of money on feed. So they're called chicken tractors.
Ah, okay. Well, it's a really neat book. You probably would really benefit and enjoy it, buy it and enjoy it. And they also had this big, huge garden, and oh my goodness, the potatoes they pulled out of there, they had these huge ones and little ones and the medium-sized one they took to market. But the huge ones, the weird ones, they kept those. Anyway, and they would be sorting eggs and doing all this other stuff. I mean, it tells you everything they did. And she finally, I don't want to tell you. You can read the book. But it's really good. And every once in a while, it's like, oh, it's been a while since I've read this. I need to read it again. It's like an old friend for me. Someday, who knows, I may even have chickens. Okay, that's all.
Okay. Thank you, Maureen. We appreciate the call. Leanne, have you kept chickens previously? This is your first time.
No, first time personally, but we had them for 6 months up in Idaho, and so we had them from, day old at the store, and we raised them all. And it actually was longer than that, because we had turkeys. We had two turkeys out of nine that we first got, and one was 75 pounds when it was processed, and the other one was 83 pounds. And the reason why they processed them, because they were starting to get aggressive. They would chase people on bikes, and they would chase the dogs around and chase the women into the cars, And a couple of times, one tried to grab, become aggressive with me. I just grabbed the neck, like, I'm going to choke you out. You better relax. So yeah, I've had chickens, but not decades of them. And I did find her book, Betty McDonald, The Egg and I, and it's on Amazon right now. And the hardcover is $7, and paperback is $11. So, I'm going to throw that in my cart. But I just wanted to pass it on to her, so if she's still looking for her a book for her friends, she can pass it on. And it's less than the $100, specialty price that she saw in the past.
All right. Let's move on here, gentlemen. Our next caller is Bill in Wyoming. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm not a chicken farmer. I thought about maybe doing that if I ever had any land, but I've never had any land. I don't have real estate. I have real estate. I've lived in a van since 1985. But if I were going to become a chicken farmer, the book that I found that would have to be the reference Bible for the purpose is called Story's Guide to Raising Chickens, which is in its fourth edition by Gail Demereaux. She also publishes a chicken health book, which goes along with this, which basically is a physician's desk reference for chickens. Given those two books, if you can't raise chickens, you don't have any ability to raise chickens. Because this woman has been doing this for decades with her husband, and they're still active commercial chicken producers.
Yes, sir. The orange book. I own that. That was the one that was recommended by our local food store. And so you're right about that. I didn't know about the physician's best reference. Can you say the name of that one more time, please?
Story's Guide to Raising Chickens by Gail
Demereaux. Yes, I own that one. But what was the name of the other one that talks about a physician's guide?
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble hearing you, Leon.
Oh, okay. I was just trying to. You said two books. What is the other book that you described?
I think you're keying on my mention of the physician's desk reference, which is a long term for decades has been published. For physician's desk reference is that big book that sits on your doctor's desk. It tells him all about drugs.
Yes, sir. Okay. I have several notes.
Okay. There's also basically the Demro book is, I misspoke, the Demro book is essentially the same thing for chickens that the Merck manual would be for humans.
How do you spell Demro?
D-A-M-E-R-O-W.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Bill. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Another excellent book is the Merck Index. The Merck Manual is in pretty much every doctor's office. The Merck Index is another very valuable scientific reference also, Leon and everybody out there. And I have a copy of the Merck Index, and I found it very valuable in understanding what's going on with these different chemicals and substances and so forth. We got open lines if you got a question or comment at 512-248-8252. Jeff, any idea to the nearest 100 how many books you own, sir?
Well, I got rid of a lot of them when I moved, but I have over 1,000. I'm not sure. I keep ordering new ones based on what I'm working on now. So I don't know. I don't really keep the constant count.
I don't either. I probably have more than 1,000 between my personal collection and my group I work with. Leon, your number of books you own to the nearest 100, sir, if you have any idea.
Oh, it was substantially reduced after I left and evacuated Colorado because of COVID stupidity. So I would say now I've been dwindled down from 3,000 down to probably less than 300 because of that. I couldn't take everything with me. It's a matter of, do I take the little green ammo cans, or do I take books that can help me as well, but can't shoot back?
Well, that was a tough decision, I'm sure, wasn't it, sir?
Yes, sir.
Well, I've wondered for years what would I do if I had to live on confined space like a sailing boat. In the days before Kindles and electronic means to have books stored, that was an issue, but you can now store a lot of books in a very small space, can't you?
Absolutely. But see, in that same regard, I would definitely recommend the books that you store. Have them on multiple, like, thumb drives, and also on, and if you burn them to, we talked about this like 4 years ago, you burn them to a CD, DVD, Blu-ray, you can actually, get thousands of books and audio, and that will not degrade. Typically, the optical, as long as it's out of the sun, it won't degrade, but the ones that are SD cards, things of those, they typically lose between 1% and 3%, and the information will be corrupted annually. And so if you burn it to a disk, it's a hard copy, whereas if you just save it on a thumb drive, it will corrupt eventually. So I agree with you. I love Kindle, and I love the books, but I realize that if you don't have it backed up, and have multiple backups and EMP cages, and you may also
well,
be at...
Well, here's where I look at it. There are some books that are so critical that I vacuum pack them and keep them in a safe. There's only three books that I do that with. One is the Bible, and then there's a couple of other books that I keep in that manner. One of them is the Special Forces Operations Manual, the 500-page version, by the way. I call it Portable War. I keep that vacuum packed in my safe. And Professor McCanny's he calls it a pamphlet, 60-page pamphlet on dealing with Planet X. That's the only three I keep in the safe, vacuum packed. Then there's probably another 100 books that I wouldn't want to do without, hard copy, books regarding gardening and health and first aid, communications, things of that nature that are so important that I do keep those ink on paper books. Other books, more for entertainment, I'm not so worried about keeping those in electronic means. Jeff, if you had to make, and you made a cross-country move, you moved 2,000 miles yourself recently, did you have to make decisions about what books to keep or get rid of, or were you able to move them all, sir?
No, I threw out books that were, the paper was yellowing or bad, books that I had duplicates of. I got rid of books that were, you know, older in bad shape that right. I might want to get a new edition of, or, you know, things of that nature, or books that weren't really that very good or necessary. You can't, during the pandemic, you know, there weren't places taking books. The libraries weren't taking books from people. So you just were throwing things out. I tried, books are important.
They are.
It's something I hesitate to, but I filled, not with books, but I filled two 18 by 6 foot dumpsters, completely filled with stuff. I mean, living in the same place for 20 years, you just accumulate a lot of junk.
Right, right. Now, a book I would not want to be without is Webster's Unabridged Dictionary. How about you, Jeff?
Yeah, I have my grandfather's 1943 Webster's Unabridged, and it's very valuable.
Extremely valuable. Leon, do you have an opinion one way or the other about Webster's Unabridged Dictionary, sir?
No, I think the average American's vocabulary is less than 15,000 words. And I take it the vast majority of people on this panel is in excess of 60,000. So when I think about how many books or how many words in the dictionary, there's only so much space that I have now, and especially since we don't have the storage area set up with, you know, things of that nature and the humidity so high here, there's no AC. You know, I don't want to have more damaged books, but I do think it's important. But yeah, there's other references right now that will keep people alive that I think are actually a little bit more important, at least in my eyes. I used to love the encyclopedias, and I even when I left the Navy, I bought an encyclopedia instead of a laptop. And people said that was stupid, and then I look back and I end up giving it to a library, and I kick myself because that'd be a great way to learn, because that was the internet of the, you know, pre 90s was, you know, if you needed information and the libraries were closed, you could go to encyclopedias. Oh, and it was a good one. So that's my.
Right, absolutely. Well, these are interesting observations. We do have open lines at 512-248-8252. Well, another book that there's Webster's Dictionary of, I think it's early part of the 19th century, 1812, something like that. That's another valuable part of my library. Jeff, how about you?
The 1812. I missed that.
Well, there's the Webster's Dictionary. I think the one that was published about 1812. I consider that another valuable part of my dictionary. Jeff, do you have a similar volume in your library?
Well, my grandfather's 1943 Webster's International. It's really excellent.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is, and it's probably. I'm reading, gentlemen. Steve Krell posted on his website in the last couple of days an article that his publisher told him there's a nationwide shortage of paper to publish books. And I've heard that from other sources, that there's a nationwide shortage of paper for publishing. Have you heard that, Jeff?
No, I haven't.
Well, apparently there is. Apparently there is. Leon, have you heard about that, sir?
Yes, sir, I have heard of that. And also the other issue is the just like with the tires and the rubber, the prices of tires have gone up drastically. I was buying them online for $196, and now they're $280. So, you know, many people are thinking, I can get it later. You know, the window is closing, and so whatever is most crucial, if you don't have a set of backup tires, and that's why I like the multi-sealing. You know, I have it in all my tires, Deuce tires, and I just put it in a lawnmower that had a flat tire last week from a barbed wire that was left on the property. And so, you know, I put it in there because I was so irritated after cutting off all the barbed wire. I was like, I'm not dealing with flats on this lawnmower anymore. And even on the chicken tractor, I'm going to get the rigid tire, so I'm not impacted at all by pneumatic flats.
We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Defeat. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Fix bayonets. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car of that youngster or youngsters off to college. It's the exact same way with the same equipment the Department of Defense uses. If you do, I'm offering a $50 discount on each piece of equipment for EMP Shield devices at thelibertyman.com. This is a Tuesday morning roundtable with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, his book's for sale at amazon.com. And looks like Kyle from Wyoming is back with a couple of prepper tips. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm in Montana, but that's close enough, John. Anyway, I had a couple of prepper tips for thinking. You were talking about books. So, folks, if there is one vehicle that you cannot do without, or two vehicles that you cannot do without, I highly suggest you go buy a couple of repair manuals, a Haynes and or a Chilton's, or if you could afford it, the actual factory repair manual. If you can find them, and you can find them online for most older vehicles, and find something that's got the least amount of chips, like pre-96. the least amount of chips and computers that you can, that you can work on, and buy the manuals and go through the manuals, read them, and then see if there's tools that you're going to need that you don't have if you had to work on this to keep it going. That's one tip. The next tip is that if you're on, if you're, everybody seems like it's on Facebook or and Craigslist and garage sales and different things like that, you can find almost anything and everything that you are going to need or that you potentially could need in those things, those venues. Leon was talking about tires. I picked up an almost brand new, you can't, in fact, the little nubs are still on the tires. Brand new studded snow tires on rims for my little Toyota at a garage sale for $100, all four of them. So the other day I was at another garage sale and this guy had load range D, I'm sorry, E, load range E, 235, 85, 16 tires. And these also were like brand new, been stored in his garage for 4 years since he sold the truck. But they fit my three-quarter ton truck, and they're mud and snow tires on rims, and the, all four of them for $200. So, folks, I'm not trying to brag. What I'm trying to say is if you're out there hunting, you can find this stuff. I bought, and if you see it, don't wait around to see about whether or not you could, you're going to get it. I bought another Mantis tiller. A little tiny Mantis two-stroke tiller. I have three of them now because I use them in my raised bed garden constantly. They are amazing. You can buy a brand new carburetor for one of them things for $11 right now with free shipping. And I bought one time for $10, a carburetor for $11, and I used it this last year. But I bought another one at a garage sale that the guy couldn't get running, and I played around with it a little bit, cleaned the plug, got rid of the old gas, put new gas in there, and for $10, I had another one. So I'm just throwing out ideas. Can you imagine if people had to try to grow their own food, what they would trade me for one of those Mantis tillers and a couple of gallons of premixed gas? Can you imagine what if they're hungry and they've got seed and some seeds, what somebody would trade you for that? Think in terms of barter, but think in terms of also buying the things that you potentially could use, and don't hesitate. I was at another garage sale just last weekend. A guy had an almost brand new 100-pound propane tank, and he was selling the heater that goes with the propane tank. Well, I didn't want the heater because I've got other ways of doing things, but the propane tank was plumb full. He said, I just spent $68 filling that thing up. I said, how much do you want for the all of it right there, the propane tank? He said, I'll take $75 for the whole thing. And the tank is $130 at Costco and $68 to fill it up. So folks, you can get this stuff if you just get out and look and try. Look on Craigslist. I can't believe some of the good buys on boots and shoes and coats and stuff like that on Craigslist and Facebook and things. And people are just getting rid of this stuff cheap. You don't need to spend a ton of money.
Kyle.
But
You made your point.
You bet.
I appreciate it.
All right. You bet.
Something that industrial auctions is where you can get really deep discounts, the ones that happen during the week, no amateurs at the weekday industrial auctions, 5 to 10 cents on the dollar typically. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. A lot there. I do private consultations, doing more than ever, typically two or three a week these days, helping people get the information, get the clarity, get the laser focus they need to make major decisions. That's what I do at my website and with people that get their details at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, energy cleaners. This is my home business. When you place your order for an energy cleaner, I personally box it up. I get the postage on it. I take it to the Little Country Post Office in Cherryville, Missouri, where they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet every Friday night for $12. And they go out priority mail. That's what I do personally. So if you want to get your life back, get past the arthritis pain, get the best night's sleep you've had in decades, check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it, the Micro Plush throws for you folks who already have an energy cleaner. Micro Plush throws are cozy. They're comfortable. You can put them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. Only $75 shipping included to American zip codes. All the mattress pads and Micro Plush throws are in stock, ready for immediate shipment. I'm picking up energy cleaners one day this week, don't know what day, and I'll be getting back orders out and have a fresh shipment in ready for new orders to come in, such as Andrew with EMP Shield. He's going to get his own here soon. Details at my website. You can place your order right there with PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day to place your order. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.blog. His book for sale at amazon.com. And gentlemen, Kyle from Montana brought up a good point, and I wanted to do some further follow-up, and that has to do with industrial auctions. I've been to a few of them. I have friends that go to industrial auctions pretty much every month, and that's where you can get real bargains, because the industrial auctions during the week don't have the amateurs there. Amateurs willing to pay retail. The professionals that go to industrial auctions, which are Monday through Friday, never on weekends. They're there to get the bargains, and they typically pay 5 to 10 cents on the dollar, and they're not going to pay any more than that because they're there to buy wholesale. And Leon, have you ever been to an industrial auction, sir?
Yes, sir, I have been to those, and they are quite effective. And before COVID, I actually bought my a U.S. Army generator on a trailer, and it produces 10 kW on wheels. I have an extra wheel I picked up at Fort Carson, had to jump through all the hoops to go through security, had to leave my gun at home because of going into a military establishment. And so, yeah, I do recommend those a lot, as well as the Amazon resale stores. Those things are awesome, too, because you can find, I've got over $1,700 worth of medical supplies, gauze, everything, insulin, not insulin, but the injectables, lancets, medical supplies, electrical, all sorts of things, stethoscopes. We can go around the list. I have a bed turner for people who, you know, they'll have bed sores, and I've had people, and those things go for $1,800 a piece, and the hospitals pay $2,000, and I got it there for $400. He offered originally $400, but he said, I'll take $300 if you take it today. So, you know, you're thinking, why would I need a bed that rotates? Well, if you're shot and you're grounded for too long, yeah, if you don't move, you can get bed sores, and over 30,000 people die in America in hospitals from bed sores, from septicemia, sepsis, septic shock. So it is something important, and those places are free to go to. Most of the larger cities, even Rolla has three of them now. So if you're in a big city, you can hit those places up, and if you go on the first day, you'll have the biggest selection, but you pay the most. In this case, the most you pay is $7, but it drops down. I get all sorts of organic food that may not be in the diet of the average person from Missouri, and I was like, wow, I've never had this before, and so I got some Italian pastry that's $50 on Amazon, and I got it for $3 because nobody's like, what is this? I can't even read it. It's all in Italian. I knew exactly what it was, but I'd never had it before. Took it to a party, and my friends are like, this is incredible. So whether it's medical supplies or there are brakes and brake rotors, I've bought those. There for $3. Nobody wants them, and it's like, wow. And whether I have that exact model, if I have to tweak it or weld it or do something to make it work or make a frame, I can do that. But if I don't have it, I can't barter with something I don't have. So yeah, those places are definitely a place to go to. And I agree with you with government auctions. Yeah, I could never have bought the $45,000 military generator that has a 15 kW battle override that can power. And it allows you to do the whole spectrum. So even if we have people from around the world, they bring up their electronics, we can actually do that. So it's a great way to find things cheaper and available that you'd never have access to. And I got it for $2,500 when they were going on average for $4,000. And I was thinking, did I get a lemon? And I took it to the Rocky Mountain Cummins, and I talked to a guy who was there from the German. He was a German military guy. And he said, yeah. And I said, I want it to be EMP proof. What else do I need to do? He said, it's already hardened. I said, well, what else can I do? He said, well, get extra of these, and these. And so everybody bought those too. And they're in Faraday cages. So it is good to hit those places up. Thanks.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. And the call number is 512-248-8252. I've got a few bargains over the decades at industrial surplus auctions myself. And, Jeff, you're busy doing your work. Have you ever had a chance, Jeff, to go to an industrial auction?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, maybe something you might want to check out sometime. Typically, they're advertised in the local newspaper when one's coming up. You know, they can be a good place to get a good bargain. Anyway, moving on from there, you got your firewood supply in, Jeff, for this coming winter? Are you still working on it?
I got about half of it.
Half of it?
But okay. I'm sitting on the woods where there's just a ton of stuff lying around on the ground.
All right. You're a busy guy, Leon. Have you started working on your firewood supply yet?
Yes, sir. I remember I described it. I told you that when I was driving over to your place, I saw this a place near you that had a sawmill, and I saw these huge bundles of wood that were their air cone. And I drove up and I said, "How much are these?" And they said, "Oh, they're $35." And I said, "Can you load them on this tractor? I mean, on the back of this truck." It was Dan's trailer, and so I put it on the back. I brought three of them back, and they weigh about 12 feet long, about 5.5 feet tall, and they're just bundled together. So it's long, and they use the original oak for, you know, like a royal oak barbecues or the charcoal briquettes. And so all I have to do now is just cut them with either a bandsaw, an electric chop saw, and if there was an EMP and I don't want to waste gas on cutting it, we still have the handsaw. So, yeah, we have the ability. And I agree with what Jeff was saying. You know, I have a lot of deadfall as well, but I realize I need to get that closer to the house if I'm going to have to drag it. So, you know, trying to drag it in 2, 3, 4 feet of snow would be a major hassle. So I agree with him. He just reminded me the importance of getting it closer to the house so there's less walking in the snow or other bad weather.
All right. We got a couple of callers on hold here. First, we have Murr in Wisconsin. Good morning, Murr.
Well, good morning. Two things here. I noticed that people listening to the enemy war transmission have accepted the bioweapon, and there will be a lot of people checking out, so there will be a lot of goodbyes. But also, an article on RBN, really interesting sounding, about the Earth just started spinning faster than ever before, and scientists don't know why. Now, it goes to Zero Hedge, and then an article by Elijah Cohen at The Mind Unleashed, and it's about 1.3 milliseconds. But we also know that in Matthew 24:22, we're told, and except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So you can see how those two things go together. That people are dying from these poison stabs and transmitting it even to others, you know. So there's a big die-off coming, and it's going on now. I mean, caskets for children have increased by 300 to 400%.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wonder if you'd like to discuss that a little bit about the time being shortened. I thought that was interesting. Well, and it might have something to do with Planet X, too, because, you know, that could be in the infrared spectrum and as the magnetism. I mean, God uses everything. He's in everything. So
I'm not aware of the rotation of the Earth speeding up, which would make the day shorter. Would be major news that
it
couldn't
is.
Be hidden. But right. I'm not aware of that. I'm not aware of any evidence of that having
taken
place.
Well, look at that article. I'll send it to you. It's on the front page of RBN right now. That's why I just thought it was so interesting. RBN's on top of it, so.
Okay, well, the atomic clock is what I go by, and I'm not aware of the day being shorter because of the rotation has worked up.
Well, that's what,
we do thank you.
We that's what they're saying there, that the atomic clock will be changed. Okay, bye-bye.
Well, we'll see. And looks like we have with us Steve Bannoon. Almost out of time here, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Well, We got less than 15 minutes here. So what updates do you have for us, sir?
Well, basically, John, the one thing that's going on is, of course, you know, this whole issue with Biden and the COVID. I think, I don't know if I mentioned it last time I was on, but they were preparing Kamala to take over in the event that something goes south with him. He does have, and I did a report on this on our channel on Israeli News Live, and a lot of people were saying, well, he actually looks pretty good. I can't imagine that happening. And I said, this is a precautionary measure. It's not a guaranteed thing that they will do it. But I did do a follow-up on him, and now he's back in isolation again because he's retested positive. And what they're saying is that he's got a lot of underlying conditions, and they said that he didn't actually do a placebo on the vaccine. He did the real thing with all the boosters. And they were explaining how that makes the situation for him far more complicated. And on top of it, he's got a heart murmur and his age. So they're concerned that he could end up lapsing deep enough and not pulling out. Although they are using some, they would rather have Biden, even though they don't care for Biden, than they would Kamala, because they said Kamala is just not presidential material. Thing two, my neighbor works for the Army Corps of Engineers, and these floods that happened up in Kentucky, he was the mayor of one of the cities there requested him personally, and he went up there because he knew him as a friend anyway, and he discussed with him the situation they had, and he said, but because nothing had been authorized, he could only give advice. He couldn't actually help with anything else. But he was explaining to me the death toll was just enormous, and it's much higher than what they're reporting. And the other thing, too, because of the situation, I reminded him, I said, you know, I told you that, you know, a couple of months back that, you know, from what I was being told, we're going to have a tremendous amount of weather issues here going on in towards September. And of course, the rains, the storms, they still believe that we're going to get the hypercanes, which would be hurricanes that would exceed the category system that we have now. Last year, that was supposed to happen, but supposedly they were using HAARP to try to destroy some of those storms. And but this year here, they're trying to do away with these things right now. So, so the thing is that, they're claiming it's going to get worse. You're going to still have more. And from what they're saying is it's being caused from solar storms, that's what's really contributing a lot, and the radiation that the Earth is receiving that it's not letting out. So those are some of the things that they got going on. And, of course, this thing with Pelosi to Taiwan, I know the Pentagon finally felt like that it's safe enough for her to travel, that the threat is not going to be carried out, which was not surprising. I think it was more rhetoric to start with, because we already know that we had been moving our assets slowly but surely out of Taiwan, because we're not going to stop China from taking over Taiwan. So the trip with Pelosi, whether or not it really did anger them or not, or if it's just all smoke and mirrors, I don't really know the answer to that. But I knew that it couldn't really be a major issue unless it kind of upset China, because we're like saying that we're going to stand down, or Biden, I should say, is the one that has promised to stand down. So that's what I'm hearing there. And on a personal note, I do believe that Trump is going to run. I know that the Biden administration they're trying to come up with ways to stop him from being able to run again. They're going to try to use the January 6th issue to be able to pull that off. But I personally, this is just my personal opinion, I don't think that it's going to work. And I do think that he's going to run, and I do think he'll actually get in. So we'll just have to see where that goes.
I guess
those are just some of the basic things.
Okay, we got almost out of time here. Let's take Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Yeah, good morning, Steve. I've been trying frantically to get a hold of you. I've got some extremely important information, and it's imperative that I talk to you today. It has to do with part of the NWO has to do. I don't want to say too much about what it's about here, because I don't
Steve, give Elizabeth the time when she can call you, if you would, please.
Yep. I'll get with you this afternoon, Elizabeth. I will call you.
Okay. And two of you can talk privately, and we may do a conference call. Okay. Thank you for the call, Elizabeth. We appreciate it. Let's go to Thomas in Germany. Good morning, Thomas. Almost out of time here.
Mr. Benun, I'm sending you greetings from Germany, and especially from Harald Kautz.
Thank you.
Him personally a couple of weeks ago, in a conference. Oh, I'm glad. And we talked briefly about your updates with Mr. Moore. So my question, I want to reconnect to about 2 weeks ago when you were cut off at the top of the hour. You gave advice of growing food underground. Could you please elaborate on that once more?
Yes, and that would be a good question to speak to Harold about as well. I know he knows a lot of the things that are coming, and he's the scientist from Germany. But what I've been told is that come 2024, the radiation levels will be so drastic that growing food above ground will become increasingly difficult over the next couple of years. And that one of the things that I was told, for an example recently, was Sweden, I believe it is Sweden and Finland, that have really moved their agricultural growing to inside facilities with the artificial light. And that would be the smartest way to do it. Is it doesn't, in that case, it doesn't have to be underground, but in a facility that can protect, you know, that's a good buffer against the radiation that's coming in that'll be destroying the crops. So that's, from what I hear, that's the reason for it. And Sweden and Finland have a very good model of what should be done in the future going forward.
Thank you.
Okay, Thomas.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks for your call, Thomas. Let's take one more call, then we'll stop taking calls and do our wrap up. Pat in Texas, make it quick.
Hi, I just wanted to ask Jeff Nyquist about this book. It's called "You Can Trust the Communists to Be Communists," and I just wondered if you are seeing that that's exactly what they're doing to us right now. They're how they manipulate your mind, and I can see it going on right now. Do you?
Yeah, you can trust the communists to be communists. That's true. They do manipulation, and their big trick is that nobody now, they don't admit that they're communists. And you don't, they don't like people to use that word, because communism, all the people that have been massacred in communist countries, from Pol Pot to Mao to Stalin, and the dictators in Africa, etc., they, you know, the Black Book of Communism and all that, they don't want that applied to them. So they don't want to bring up that word anymore. So that's why you don't hear it, and some of us are trying to say that word, because that's what's really going on. But they, the communists themselves, let's not use that word, the C word. No, we don't want to use that word. So, yeah.
Okay, Pat.
I wanted to ask one more question. Have you heard, and my husband had this in the book, 23 April 92, Wall Street Journal. And it's written by Joe Biden, and he says, "How I Learned to Love the New World Order." Well, anyway, there it is. I'll let y'all go. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, we're going to go ahead and do our wrap-up and summaries. And we'll start with Leon, go to Jeff, and then we'll wrap it up with Steve Benoon. Go ahead with your wrap-up here, Leon.
Right now, I'm just going to defer to Steve, since he has right now a lot more information. I've been talking all this morning, so I just want to say, just get yourself together, train as much as you can, establish your community, and thank you, and definitely lean on the Lord.
All right. Thank you, sir. Jeff, your summary, sir. We'll have you back tomorrow morning, of course.
Yeah, well, more than 20 minutes ago, I got the report that Pelosi's plane was about to land in Taiwan, so Chinese have closed civilian traffic in the Strait of Taiwan. So I guess we're going to see what's going on now. It looks like
we will. It's going to be a short visit. I think her plane takes off again, maybe even today. I'm not sure if she's going to spend there overnight. Okay. Steve, your summary, please.
Well, I think the best thing that, especially with the one caller from Germany making the statement about growing, that's something that we ought to really start looking seriously into. And I actually experienced it a little bit this year when the things that I had in the greenhouse actually did better than the things that were in the field. So it has made me really, and I asked about that because my crops literally were getting burns on them, like a sunburn on a human, but on the plants instead. And maybe not everybody's experiencing that, but that's what I was running into. And then that's what prompted me to look into this. And so supposedly that this is what's going to become an issue here in the not so distant future. So we might want to at least have some alternative ways of growing as well, just for the sake of what if type of situation.
Right. Well, I know in my neighborhood, many commercial nurseries have overhead protection to protect the plants from the ultraviolet because it's become so intense. That's become the norm for quite a few years at commercial nurseries. Okay. Well, gentlemen, thank you, all of you, Leon and Steve and Jeff. We'll look forward to doing this again next Tuesday. And, of course, Jeff, we'll have you back tomorrow morning. Thank you, gentlemen. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. What a morning. Yeah, thank you, guys. Tomorrow morning, we'll have Jeff Nyquist will be back with us for an hour. Professor McKinney will be with us. And, of course, Chance with Simply Clean Foods, you know, with our typical Wednesday morning discussion. And things are getting a bit more intense. We have People's Republic of China threatening to shoot down the Speaker of the House. That's a serious threat, and we need to take that and treat it seriously, I believe. That would be a very wise thing to do. Growing plants inside can be done. If you've got electricity, you can have grow lights. Otherwise, you need to have plants near windows. The intensity of the ultraviolet is becoming a major concern. And that's just a fact of life, and will be for the foreseeable future. And do what you got to do. Greenhouses are still readily available. Once the general public figures this out, they'll be sold out in a week. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils, now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless Crawford County. God bless Missouri. God bless the beautiful state of Texas. And God bless the United States of America.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.